This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work.
Good afternoon. I'm Alex Degman, and this is The Rundown. The state's largest teachers union released its annual State of Education report today. The nonpartisan poll from the Illinois Education Association measures how Illinois residents feel about public schools. The survey found that nearly 60% of those polled are worried about Immigration and Customs Enforcement making arrests on school property. IEA President Carl Gakey says when students are scared, it impacts how they learn.
Ensuring that every child has the ability to learn in an environment that is free from fear is important to us. It's one of our values. Students should not be afraid when they are in school.
The majority of respondents are also against cuts to the Federal Department of Education and programs that some students rely on, like Medicaid and the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. The survey also found that more than 80% of all respondents, not just current parents, believe the quality of local public schools directly impacts the quality of their community at large. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson wants to spend $50 million to buy and rehab the Greyhound bus terminal just west of the Loop. It's privately owned and was in danger of closing in 2024, which would have made Chicago one of the biggest cities in the world without an intercity bus terminal. That's according to the Sun-Times. Joseph Schwederman is director of the Chaddock Institute for Metropolitan Development at DePaul University.
I mean, the bus takes you anywhere. So it's really critical for the people that don't have cars, younger folks, people lost their license.
Schwederman says the proposed upgrades include a glass entrance for travelers waiting for rideshare pickups. Funding for the project is still awaiting City Council approval. Chicago's Department of Streets and Sanitation has announced the 6 winning names for the city's You Name a Snowplow contest. Out of 25 finalists, the winners are Abolish Ice, Stephen Colbert, Pope Frio XIV, The Blizzard of Oz, Sven Cooley, and Caleb Chilliams. The city says a record-breaking 39,000 people voted in this year's contest. The Chicago Blackhawks are gearing up to return to play after their long break for the Olympics. The team has had a number of opportunities to practice over the last 2 weeks, and they feel equipped to restart the season strong. The Hawks entered the break in a rut, losing 6 out of their last 7 games. Defenseman Connor Murphy says the time off allowed them to zero in on the team's flaws.
I think for the coaches, it gave them time to reset and look at some of our weaknesses and change things if needed change, and then try to harness things to work on in this time that we'd never get throughout a season.
Forward Teuvo Teravainen was the only Blackhawk to play in the Olympics. He won a bronze medal with Finland. The Hawks will return to the ice on Thursday in Nashville at 7 p.m. You're listening to The Rundown. The Chicago suburbs used to be mostly white, middle-class enclaves, but over the last few decades, some have become incredibly diverse places. WBEZ data reporter Amy Chin takes us to one such place.
I'm walking in the parking lot of a strip mall in suburban Skokie, Illinois. It's part of a cluster of businesses along Dempster Street that I've driven past probably hundreds of times. And I've always noticed a mix of restaurants and shops here that's hard to find anywhere else. To my right, there's a Jamaican jerk chicken restaurant and an old school kosher diner. To my left, there's a falafel spot, a Chinese street food restaurant, and an African grocery store. I pop into the grocery store to escape the cold.
Thank you so much.
And I meet Madu Mbaso.
Hi. Good, how are you?
Mbaso is the owner of Madu's African Market. She's originally from Cameroon and moved to Skokie 13 years ago. She noticed there weren't any African grocery stores in Skokie, so she opened her own. And so far, it's been quite a popular spot.
They're so excited, especially with the things I carry. Like, I carry sometimes like very fresh vegetables, that traditional veggies. I will show you some.
She picks out a package of frozen leafy greens.
Yeah, this one is called ugu, ugu fresh leaves.
Okay, and how ugu. Do you...
cook it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question. We have various ways of cooking it. We cook it with egusi, we cook it with, we can just make it like greens, like spinach.
Mbaso is one of many Black, Latino, and Asian residents who have moved to Skokie in recent years. According to a WBEZ analysis of newly released census data, Skokie is among 35 Chicago-area suburbs that have become more racially and ethnically diverse in the last two decades, shifting from a majority white population to a majority non-white one. Willow Lung is an associate professor at the University of Maryland. She says jobs and more affordable housing have drawn new groups of people out to the burbs.
Our suburbs have not only become more racially diverse, they've also become more economically diverse, and they have become much more the centers of new immigration.
But Lung says a lot of the same issues that cities face persist in the suburbs too.
Even the way we think about suburbs as diverse, in part as an illusion, there's also a lot of segregation. And so even though you may have diverse communities that live side by side, they're not necessarily going to the same schools or, you know, interacting in everyday life.
There are also gaps in language and immigration services in many suburbs compared to the city, says Jose Eduardo Vera. He's the executive director of the Southwest Suburban Immigrant Project. It's an organizing agency that covers suburbs like Bolingbrook and Joliet, which have seen significant increases in their Latino populations.
There's definitely a lack of social services infrastructure. I think we have been gradually building it.
Vera says they're working to fill some of those gaps by offering citizenship classes and parent mentorship programs. During last fall's enhanced immigration enforcement, they even helped to convene a rapid response volunteer program that covered Will County. But their resources were stretched pretty thin in the suburbs.
It's a huge terrain. And in the city, for example, I know there's many groups that are like neighborhood based. And here in the suburbs, we're covering multiple municipalities.
Still, Vera has been heartened to see neighbors from all walks of life and different suburbs come together as volunteers during a time of need. Amy Chin, WBEZ News.
Mostly cloudy skies are forecast tonight. We expect lows in the upper teens to low 20s. Mostly cloudy and windy tomorrow with a slight chance of snow in the morning, highs in the low 40s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Alex Dagman. Thanks for listening.